Now, millions of people are affected by chronic pain, and despite this, we're not very good at treating it. But a discovery by scientists in France that's enabled them to power up the pain-killing effect of the body's natural morphine-like chemicals and target the effect to where in the body it's needed means we might be about to become much better, as the old saying goes, at hitting pain where it hurts.
Peter McNaughton is a pain specialist at King's College London. He wasn't involved in the new study, but he agreed to take a look at the paper and he told Chris all about it.
What this group have set out to do is to find out an alternative to the opiate class of drugs, morphine, heroin, etc. Now, these drugs are fantastic painkillers. They work really well, but they have a number of huge downsides. They cause addiction. They cause respiratory depression, which can cause people to die in their sleep. And these adverse side effects are all caused by penetration of morphine, etc., into the central nervous system.
And what you're saying, it's because they get into the brain and spinal cord, the central nervous system, that we get that downside. If we could stop that, that wouldn't happen.
Exactly. And that's what they've tried to do. They've invented it's not really a new drug. It's a new twist on an old theme. What they've invented is a drug which doesn't enter the central nervous system and therefore shouldn't have all these nasty effects that we talked about a moment ago.
How does it actually do that?
Well, they've done it by using what's really an old idea, which came from Hans Kosterlitz, who was working up in Aberdeen. Kosterlitz found that there is an endogenous opiate produced within the body, and he really discovered this just with a very simple piece of reasoning, which is that drugs of the opiate class, heroin, morphine, etc., are so potent that they must be latching on a system which exists within the body already, and isolated some peptides which are called the enkephalins.
So these are compounds which are naturally present in the body, and they activate the nerve pathways that morphine, when we inject that, does, and that's how they achieve their pain-killing effect, the difference being that you can make those compounds yourself.
Exactly. These are the endogenous opiates, as they're called. They have a powerful analgesic effect. You can see why this is important from an evolutionary point of view. If you're in a highly stressful situation, you're being chased by a bear or something like that, there's no point in saying, oh, ow, stop, the bear's biting my ankle. You've got to get away, otherwise you're going to die. And therefore, in stressful situations, the release of these endogenous opiates give a tremendous analgesic effect, which means effectively that you can escape a life-threatening situation.
And the group are exploiting what those compounds and the way in which they work in order to produce this new way of doing pain relief.
Exactly. The enkephalins are peptides, and these are compounds that are metabolized very rapidly in the body. So they produce an analgesia which is very short-lasting. So from that point of view, there's not much point in injecting enkephalins into people's bloodstream. The analgesic effect will be gone in a couple of minutes. What this group have done is they've linked up enkephalin with a lipid, a natural body lipid called squalene. They found that that makes the lifetime of the enkephalin very much longer. And the other advantage of squalene is many squalene groups sort of make a lipid droplet, which is sort of like a hedgehog, got the enkephalin sticking out. And this produces a very long-lived form of enkephalin, even longer-lived than morphine.
So if you inject it, it will circulate for a long time. It can bind onto all the right nerve endings and block the transmission of pain, but it doesn't seem to get into the brain and spinal cord and cause the adverse effects of morphine.
Exactly. And in fact, one of the things they've shown, which is even more interesting, is this circulating lipid droplet with the enkephalin peptides attached seems to be targeted specifically to areas of pain. Now, it's been known that when you have local inflammation that causes pain, that makes the blood vessels more leaky. And it's at those specific spots where the blood vessels are leaky that the compound is able to leak out and have its analgesic effect.
How have they tested it to prove that it is actually as good as that?
They've attached a fluorescent compound to their enkephalin squalene drug, and they've done whole body imaging of animals, and the drug accumulates in areas where there's a localized inflammation that's causing pain, and it doesn't accumulate in other places.
And can they also prove, though, that in those animals, they're not feeling pain because they've injected this?
Well, not in exactly the same animals, because the animals that are being imaged are unconscious. But parallel groups of animals, they've been able to find that pain is very, very much reduced by the injection of this enkephalin squalene complex.
Will it work in a human?
Well, it should do. Of course, we don't know that. These are animal experiments, but I can't see any reason why it wouldn't work in a human. I just have to point out a downside of this method of getting the drug on board to the patient, that it has to be injected intravenously. And if you're treating a soldier in a battlefield situation, that's something that's going to be rather difficult to do.
Notwithstanding that, though, still sounds like it could be extremely useful, doesn't it? Thank you very much to Peter McNaughton. And the paper that Peter was commenting on was published in Science Translational Medicine. It was by Patrick Couvreur and his colleagues at the Paris-Sud University.